Cindy?
Very deeply in love.
Since when?
Lunch.
Ah, Mr. Heckle and Mr. Jekyll, don't we have classes to attend?
Mr. Feeney, shouldn't you break them up or hose them down or something?
Oh, I wouldn't interrupt their tryst, Mr. Matthews. They're both A-minus students and happily struck by Cupid.
So if they were C-minus students, you wouldn't let them kiss?
School policy, don't you know?
So I can't kiss?
With your grades, Mr. Matthews, you can't even shake hands.
Just watch, Mr. Feeney. By the end of the year, I plan to have an A-plus average and the hickey.
Dare to dream, Mr. Matthews.
Holy cow, Jerry and Shoshana?
Deeply.
Has the whole world paired off?
Pretty much.
Is there a list posted somewhere where I find out what girl's been assigned to me?
You want a girlfriend?
Huh, not a girlfriend, just a girl who's like a friend, but not a girlfriend.
How about her? How about the new girl?
No. I mean, I don't know her. Shut up! I want someone I know. Someone who knows me. Someone who we know each other. Someone like, Topanga. Topanga, my honey. May I call you honey?
No.
Topanga, my girl. My friend. My girly friend. Believe me, I don't want this any more than you do. But everybody around here is pairing off, and I think you and I should spare ourselves a lot of uncoolness and walk through life together.
Corey, my dear little butthead. May I call you butthead?
Sure.
I can't walk through life with you.
Is there someone else?
There's everybody else.
Why? We're already standing together, and we look great. Oh, come on! Work with me here!
Corey, when guys and girls go out, first they fall passionately in love. Then after a week, they hate each other. So for one great passionate week, we lose a friendship that could last a lifetime.
I mean, if you are.
Corey, don't worry. I'm sure there's someone out there for you.
Give me a name! For the record, I dumped her.
That's how I saw it.